On Wednesday, Denver Water asked a court to dismiss its appeal of a district court decision that said Boulder County has the right to review a permit application to expand Gross Reservoir. The reservoir and dam expansion already has federal approval, and it would be the biggest construction project in Boulder County history. It's drawn heated opposition from many in the county, including local residents, environmentalists and some county officials. The county had asserted its right to review the permit application, known as the 1041 process. Through that process, the county would have the option to possibly deny the entire project. Denver Water had appealed a court ruling in favour of Boulder County's local permitting process, but now the utility says it wants to withdraw that appeal. In a statement yesterday, Boulder County Commissioner Matt Jones said it was a great win and that the Gross Dam expansion project would have major impacts on Boulder County residents and the environment. Last week, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission gave Denver Water the approval to proceed with the project under the condition that construction begin within 2 years. In a statement yesterday, Todd Hartman, a spokesperson for Denver Water, said that due to the timeline that's being imposed by the federal agency, they don't have time to move through the appeals procedure, and now they're seeking to move through the local permitting process in a timely way. Denver Water is expected to submit its application by late summer or early fall after county staff reviews the project. It will be subject to public hearings before the Boulder County Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners. Denver officials conducted an early morning sweep of a homeless encampment near the state capitol on Wednesday morning. The Denver Post reports that police began assembling at Lincoln Park around 6:30 a.m. Public health officials cited health and safety concerns as the reason for the sweep. Therese Howard, an advocate with Denver Homeless Out Loud, said that about 200 residents of the camp were cleared out without any notice and now have nowhere to go. The Denverite reports that city workers piled tents, blankets and other belongings and trash into trucks. Mayor Hancock has been criticised for his handling of homelessness in the city, particularly the ongoing sweeps of camps. The mayor has defended the sweeps, saying that they are designed to get people off the streets and into shelters. The ongoing sweeps in the city go against advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says that such actions could spread COVID-19 unless safe housing is made available. Denver Public School Board member Tay Anderson was one of the protesters who gathered in support of the homeless in the early hours of Wednesday morning. He was injured by police during a scuffle, and we'll have more on that after headlines. The Cherry Creek School District said on Wednesday evening that they plan to implement a hybrid learning model for middle and high school students when school returns in the fall. The school district superintendent held a virtual press conference on Wednesday evening to explain what that model looks like. It includes full in-person learning for elementary school students and blended learning for grades 6 through 12. That would mean students would be divided into cohorts with 2 days of in-person learning and 3 days of remote learning every week. Yesterday, Denver Public Schools announced that it will delay in-person teaching until at least mid-October for most students. The Denver Post reports that most of the district's 93,000 students will take classes online through at least October 16th. DPS had previously committed to full-time in-person instruction.